This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Creative Energy bringing you this portion, this very exciting portion of the Sarah and Vinny show. CreativeEnergy.com. Hot tubs, they're where it's at. Let me assure you, you want one of these. Oh my God, so amazing. And they have incredible financing happening right now. 0% interest for 60 months. Go to creativeenergy.com, find your local location, go sit in some hot tubs, think it over, and then divide the price up by 60, because that is interest-free financing right there.
Oh. 0% is my language.
Yes.
I love that.
All the time in the world to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's a really, really
good deal.
You don't
even have, like you'd say to yourself, well, I could pay it off, but why would I?
Right.
I'll just keep making the payments. I'm not getting dinged at all. Genius.
Yeah, it's really good. CreativeEnergy.com. You will love having a luxury spa in your backyard. I know I do. All right. Now, yes, go ahead. Hit it.
Oh, my Bob.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for Bob's Movie Club.
Oh, fireworks and everything. That's really exciting.
Amazing.
That's really exciting.
Go all out for you, Bob.
I hope that the movie club lives up to that intro. Oh my goodness.
We all do.
Okay. Pressure's on.
All right, Bob. Take it
So, today, the first annual Bob's Movie Club, we are talking about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, directed by Quentin Tarantino, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Margot Robbie, Brad Pitt. Originally released July 26, 2019.
Oh.
What a beautiful time. There was no, not a care
in the
world.
We were so innocent.
No one knew, you know, any better. We were just living our life. Economic boom. Quite like the time in Hollywood that the movie features. 1969. Oh my goodness. Like the peak of Hollywood, some would say.
Right.
And it's really captured in this movie. So I want to go around. Let's first talk about what did we love about it?
I loved that the ending was really different from real life.
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize that that was what was going to happen.
Yes.
And I was very pleased that it ended differently.
Yes, he does that in Inglourious Basterds, too.
It's like yes, things end a little differently, right? Like a fairy tale ending. That's true. I didn't even put that one together. He's like, well, what if things had gone in a way that was better for everyone?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so fun. I love that about it, too. Vinny, what do you love about this movie?
First of all, I'm a Quentin Tarantino fan.
Mm-hmm.
I think Brad Pitt has never been more handsome, and I also like the character he was playing.
Yeah.
Like, that character, the way he floated, he's that guy that seems to, Yes, Sarah, your hand is up.
So should I even ask this?
Did he kill his wife?
Yeah, did he kill her or not?
I think they very heavily implied that he did, but maybe she deserved it because she was.
Yeah, she was being such a bitch, but then there they are out on a boat. And he didn't look happy.
Well, that is one of the things that we'd heard from Tarantino, and whether that was in an interview or I don't know where I heard it, maybe you told it to me, but that he was going to do another movie with that character and we would get to hear the backstory. And so I was like, oh, that'd be great. Like,
but now he's saying he's doing one more movie and that will be it.
Right. So
and
that's not going to happen.
He keeps changing what the movie's going to be. Well, like, remember it was going to be like about a movie critic.
A porn movie critic.
Just a few months ago,
he was like, no, we're not doing that.
He's like, it's not good enough. Well, that's what happens when you put the pressure on yourself that you can only do
one more. Why is he doing that?
Maybe because he wants to retire.
No, he's.
Why, though?
It's ridiculous because he just puts out gold.
I know.
All the time.
Well,
maybe he feels like he doesn't have that much more gold in him.
What I think, and I know that the guy that you worked with did the same thing to himself. He was like, I'm not doing any more movies. What's that kid's
name?
Kevin Smith. So I do think for Tarantino, he's such a film buff. Mm-hmm. Like
you feel it.
He talks about it. He watches everything. He's a big fan. And I have a feeling he's got a number in his head or some fixation that he's.
Like he's a legend. If he's Quentin Tarantino and did 10 incredible movies,
so-called perfect movies, right, then he can tap out.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting.
Because Kevin quit because he just couldn't do.
No more.
He had no. Every movie he put out, the last few movies were just junk. Like, just not good.
He was over it.
I liked a couple of his movies, though.
Well, no, some of the, all, you know, really good.
Yeah.
Up until, like, he did Dogma.
I liked
was like
Dogma.
His peak.
Yeah.
And then he just hit a wall.
Maddie, what did you love about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I like all the side characters. Every character in that movie is, every actor playing whatever character they're playing in that movie is really good. Margaret Qualley steals every scene she's in. Every scene she's in, you're like, you just can't help but looking at her. Mm-hmm. And just, she's just
to
great.
The point where nobody even noticed that Sydney Sweeney was in that movie.
No.
That's true.
And do you guys know who Squeaky was in that movie?
Dakota Fanning.
Freaking Fanning. Yeah. John goes, that's not her. I'm like, no, that's definitely. He goes, no, she's not a redhead. Look at that girl. She's a redhead with freckles. I'm like, you know, there's the makeup trailer, like right in probably in that lot.
Come on, John.
I loved seeing her in a role like that. I want to see her do more edgy stuff like that. Yeah. Not that she plays like sweetheart characters, but I want to see how far she could go.
She did
that.
A show where she was like a lady detective. She was working at the police station. I can't think of the name of it, but it was like a period piece when, you know, the woman wouldn't have been allowed to, you know, be doing any detective work, little lady. That's not for you. And it wasn't that long ago.
The Alienist?
I think it is The Alienist. Yeah. Maybe.
Would you recommend it?
I liked it. I did. Although I couldn't remember the name of it, so I don't know how. I can't recommend it too highly. So
I also thought that Mikey Madison, although she's only in it for like a minute, she pops right off the screen.
Well, absolutely. She sure does. And knowing what we know about her now, if you saw Nora, and she won an acting
best
award.
Actress.
She won Best Actress.
Oscar for Best Actress.
Incredible.
In
she was really good in that. And in this, she really is good at screaming and being on fire.
And the director of Anora, when he was winning one of his many awards at the Oscars, he thanked Quentin Tarantino and he said if it wasn't for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, for him discovering Mikey Madison, there would be no Anora.
Oh, how funny.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
And she's barely in it too, but she does. Like, I totally see that she has that energy even in just those few minutes.
The group of the, I guess they're the Manson family,
yes,
right? Is
they
that
are.
Who all these
yep.
people
the
are?
The
right?
actual, like, the. The actual murders were done by those actual characters.
Out? Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
So each one is based on like a real
absolutely.
Person.
Even the girl
and
leaving.
Even everyone at the ranch, those are all, I think they're all supposed to be based on real people.
So it's.
Like Tex and all that, yeah.
It's interesting because that's sort of the largest ensemble group in the whole movie. And out of them, like there are people who at the time, no, I did not know Mikey Madison. No, I did not know Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman's daughter. But isn't it funny that Maya Hawke is, you know, because Uma's in
Kill
Bill
totally,
and
totally.
Pulp Fiction.
Right.
Nothing says them at its finest.
At its finest. At its absolute finest. Like, she's fine in that.
I'm here for it. I'm so here for it.
The Mikey Madison. There's the girl from Girls. Lena Dunham. She's unrecognized. I didn't even realize it was her. Margaret Qualley, like all these people who've got, and Sydney Sweeney, for God's sake, all these people was like, yeah, that one, she seems talented, puts them all in there. And out of like, there's four or five like pretty big names that have come out of just that group of, and the kid who went on to play Elvis.
Yeah.
Austin Butler.
Listen to this.
All right. I'm listening.
The idea for this film started 10 years prior to the film while Tarantino was working with Kurt Russell.
Who's also in this.
Kurt Russell had been working with the same stunt double for many years, and that is Brad Pitt's character.
Funny.
Wow.
And from out of that, the stunt double came Leo's character, which is sort of the washed up actor who, and it's funny to think that here he is working on another film. He was working on Death Proof, it says here.
That he saw this.
Oh, there's a lifetime stunt double that's been working with Kurt Russell.
I feel like this has been a bit of a conversation topic recently because Chris Hemsworth, he's best friends with his stunt double.
Oh, is that right?
They work together in every movie. Once you get matched with someone, they kind of follow you.
Right.
And then they just did that.
And they're
whole
taking all the hits for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Fall Guy. The whole, that's the premise of that too, which was another great movie.
And actually, that was one of the things that I thought was the most important theme in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was that they clearly really enjoy each other.
Yeah.
But the relationship never kind of crosses over into I love that guy until he saves his ass at the end. Like, if it's not for Cliff Booth, what's his name?
Rick Dalton,
he dies. Like, it's, although I suppose he did have a flamethrower, so he would have been fine. But it's incredible, that movie.
One of the other things I love about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is just Leo in general.
See, so I think Leo's
good.
Underrated so good. In that role because Brad Pitt is, you know, pulling
there's so
off
so many good people in
right,
it.
But I think Leo's role, I agree.
He has such a, as an actor, as a movie star, he has such a mystique about him. Like, he's so cool. He doesn't do a lot of press. And seeing him so vulnerable in this was really cool.
Yeah, the scene where he's in the trailer, you know, he's doing the Western and he gets in the trailer and just starts. He hates himself and like, damn it, Rick. And
what about
the little
so
girl?
I was gonna say, what
She's
about the little girl when
too.
He's talking to her and they're just going back and forth and he's trying to read his little novel or whatever he's got in his hand? I just thought that scene was really great too.
It's great. She's great. And then she, after the scene where he's holding her hostage and, you know, it's all acting. It's acting within the acting. And then she gets up and she whispers, that was the best acting I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And he's just like he's so good in that. He's so, you're like, oh, this is amazing. Yeah, it's good. It's funny because I feel like you need to sit with a Quentin Tarantino movie for a while too. Like, I hadn't seen, I only saw about half of it years, right when it was coming out, having watched the whole thing. Now, even as we're talking about it, I'm like, you know what? I'll probably have to watch it again. And it's really like the more you sit with it, the more you sort of feel what they were doing and realize how incredible Leo is in that movie. Like
the little girl's Julia Butters. She was also in The Fablemans, and she actually won some awards for that.
Oh, that's
Critics' Choice
Award
for
Steven Spielberg.
Yeah,
like his
life story
biopic.
Yeah. I haven't seen that yet. Haven't
either.
So if you like that, if you liked her, she's great in that.
That's really good to know.
All right. Do you have closing thoughts here? We're getting toward the end.
Yeah. I guess closing thoughts, I want to talk about, we could talk about our next movie.
Oh, fantastic.
Wait, before you go.
Should we all rate it?
Well, no, I just want to hear from you. You hated that movie.
It was so boring.
And now you've watched it and you still hate it.
No, I don't still hate it.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely not my favorite Quentin Tarantino movie. That will always be Kill Bill. 1 and 2 count as one.
Yeah.
With some obvious, you know, some big close runners up. It's not my favorite, but it is much better than I gave it credit for. And Leo's performance, and there are so many good performances in it, but Leo is absolutely the crux of that. Like, he is, that's a masterful performance.
You know who was pretty good, and we haven't even mentioned her?
Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
It's Margot Robbie. That scene when she wants to go in and see her own movie, and they're like, can you get a picture next year?
Yeah.
Like, that whole thing is just...
So we'll know who you are.
I could totally see that happening.
Yeah. Did you notice that there's a lot of dirty feet in that movie?
That's like every Tarantino movie, though.
He's into dirty feet, huh?
Always. He was. I mean, there's so many scenes.
I don't really remember it being quite so highlighted. Like, she's sitting in, Margot Robbie's character, she's Sharon Tate. She's sitting in the movie theater, and her feet are up on the seat in front of her. And so it's her feet with her face behind. She's enjoying her own movie, and her feet are filthy. And then as they're walking through, there's Margot Qualley walking and trying to get hitchhiked. Picked up, and they show her feet walk across, and they're filthy, like up to mid calf.
And then they fill the whole screen when she's in the car, and she puts them on
the whole screen, and they're like yellowed, and they have dirt on them. I'm like, oh,
that's
my God.
100% a Tarantino.
Yeah. He's trying to say something about
he's into feet.
About how
dirty feet.
You know, everything's so shiny in Hollywood, but it's also the dirty underbelly.
I feel like that's also, and I may be wrong. I grew up in California, but California is a barefoot place, was maybe less so now. But I told you, I had a girlfriend who would come over, and she'd be barefoot all day, and come over, and you're not getting in the bed like that. Wash your feet.
I've got a bucket for you in the other room. Go soak those dogs. And feet, if you get them dirty all the time, they become really, like, because the calluses on your bottom of your feet will just hold the dirt. Mm-hmm. You can never, they become like a leather piece. They never look quite as clean as they do after winter just has ended.
By the way, I was living in Los Angeles when this came out. And that's another fun thing. If you live in Los Angeles, or you've lived in Los Angeles, seeing the city there, you know, we went to El Coyote as soon as, I mean, we ate there anyway because it was, you know, literally just like 5 minutes from my house, but like definitely went back after the movie, and you know, it's just neat to see all that.
You know what I loved? One Landmarks. Last thing, and then I'll send it back because I could go all day. I love this movie. The radio.
Yes, the radio.
Speaking as a radio guy, when I heard the radio on the, and I forget the DJ, but there's like that whole thing is, oh.
And there are so
many.
It's on
the radio.
They could cut 40 minutes out of that movie just by taking out all the driving scenes. But
it's so important to LA.
It's all, yes, driving. Nobody walks in LA. Yep. It's the driving, and the radio's always on, and that's where the whole soundtrack would happen at full, and Brad Pitt driving like a maniac, and you're just like, well, I know he doesn't crash, but I just, Jesus Christ, he's so fast. Okay, now we're really out of time. What do you want to do next week?
I think that's a perfect segue, actually, because seeing Los Angeles like that so featured in the movie, I really loved it, and I thought it would be fun, since we were talking so much this week about San Francisco movies. Oh. It would be fun to watch one that takes place in San Francisco and maybe in a slightly different time period, so we could feel that. So we're going to watch for our next movie, Pacific Heights.
Oh,
from
I've never seen it.
I believe it's Melanie Griffith, Michael Keaton.
Yes.
I can't remember who Melanie Griffith's husband is. I think we were talking about this because they shoot, they're like supposed to be in Pacific Heights, but they're clearly down like Potrero way.
It'll be so fun. We can call out all the inconsistencies.
That sounds really fun. Okay,
and
so
it's available on Prime, so it's free. You know, I think I
if you have
people,
Prime,
I had to rent this one on Apple. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Me too. I had to rent it
for Pacific Heights. This one will be free for a lot of people on Prime.
All right, great. Put it up on get it on Instagram or something, so everybody knows that next week's assignment is Pacific Heights. What year is that movie from?
1990.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I'm excited.
It's really good.
But you weren't even born yet when this movie was made.
No.
Oh boy.
Me either.
Were you born? What year were you born?
95.
My God.
Me too.
I've been married longer than she's been alive.
What?
I know. It's crazy. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Fast facts and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can now watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 for all the fun.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont's Central Park Performance Pavilion will be buzzing this summer as the free summer concert series sponsored by Fremont Bank Foundation gets underway in June. The music will be sure to get your toes tapping as you enjoy views of Lake Elizabeth and Mission Peak.
Oh, that sounds great.
It does sound great. Mm. Visit Fremont.gov for concert details.
Ah, Fremont.gov.
Okay, here's what's happening. By the way, if you're just joining us, you missed Bob's Movies. What is it?
Club. Bob's Movie Club.
You missed a doozy. It was fun.
We talked about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and this week's assignment is Pacific Heights, which is a great move from Southern California to Northern California.
Yeah, don't blow it.
Pacific Heights. We'll see you in a week for that.
I've actually never seen it.
You're going to love it.
I hope so. Well, and I'm a Keaton fan.
There's a specific reason you're going to love it, because you're also going to hate it. And you'll see. As soon as you watch it, you'll be like, oh, she's right about that. Did you ever see it, Maddie?
I don't remember. I might have saw it like when it came out. So
I don't want to.
Basically,
you've never seen it. Okay, so I saw it when it came out, and
like you've seen it more than once.
I think I have seen it. I think before I moved here, John and I watched it, or maybe right afterward, because that's how I knew that it wasn't the right. I'm like, they definitely aren't shooting that from Pacific Heights, where they supposedly live.
Mostly sunny today, highs in the high 70s, so a little cooler than yesterday. It wasn't that bad yesterday, was it?
It wasn't that bad yesterday. It was actually quite a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's what's happening. We'll begin with Alphabet's Waymo has now gotten an okay to expand.
Okay.
So Waymo, the self-driving cars that you
taxis,
can now... Yeah.
Basically.
They've received approval from California to expand its robo-taxi operation into more areas of San Francisco Peninsula and further south, including San Jose.
Oh, my. So you'll be able to go San Jose to San Francisco and back either way. That's amazing. And I wonder if they're going to, will there be weirdness with tolls on the bridge? Like, because I really want them. That would be so amazing to be able to catch a Waymo at my house and take it into an event in the city. Like,
yeah,
that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
No talking to some Uber driver. Sorry, Uber drivers.
I'm going to bring that up in a second. Mm. Waymo's permission from California comes as Tesla is gearing up to roll out paid robo-taxi service in Texas, where he now has based all his operations. CEO Elon Musk has said the electric vehicle maker will expand the service to California later this year.
Mm.
So this is heating up, and I don't know the answer to the question I'm about to ask, which is when we first heard about Uber, they were very upfront about how, yeah, we've got people driving right now, but we're a tech company.
Mm-hmm.
We're a tech company, and we're going to have driverless cars.
It was one of the reasons they didn't want to hire people as actual employees.
Right. As soon as they could physically possibly get it done, they were planning to have these robo-taxis out there. And they've been beat to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. One of the problems in any business is how to jump the gap, so to speak. So here you are with gig employees, and you're trying to make that transfer over to not.
But your cars aren't doing that. I mean, they must be working on the cars if that's what they were aiming toward,
right? It's got to be a major problem for them, or they would already be here.
So Uber is actually integrating autonomous vehicles in its platform. They're doing partnerships with Waymo and May Mobile. So they might be doing their own. And also, when they launch, like any company that launches, you need to have a tech angle for investment. So I think that was another part of them, you know.
Oh, declaring that? Yeah, so boldly?
So it upped the value of the company. And
well, and it is an app-based service, which, you know, that's the thing about all of this stuff is how convenient it is. And to not, like, remember when you used to have to call for a taxi?
Yeah.
Oh, unless you found a hotel to stand in front of?
Yeah, exactly.
Walk down to the hotel, you'll find one there.
But Maddie, the tech declaration also has to do with them being gig employers and not having employees and not having to give them insurance all the stuff.
Lots of return for very little investment on our part.
So anyway, Waymo is expanding. You'll be able to use them in the South Bay, and there is competition heating up as Tesla's planning to jump into the game and more.
Is Cruise the one that with the video that proved that they were lying about what had happened?
That's
with
exactly
the accident?
Right. They're owned by General Motors.
And what's the plan with that? Are they just done? Because I'm like, Uber should buy them.
As I heard it, Cruise, because of the problems they had.
Yes, and the lying they did.
General Motors shut it down and said, we will be using this technology in our own cars, which was another angle we heard about Waymo. I saw an article that said Waymo's going to figure out how to sell you
your own
one of their cars.
Car.
Yeah. So it's, again, with the like weird crossover. You could go broke in the time you're waiting for, you know, unless you've got good funding. You got to get that right.
Right.
Or. Wah, wah, wah.
How great would it be if you had your own car that drove itself and you said, drop me off at Union Square, and you got out and you shopped for a while and you just didn't have to think about your car. And it was either circling nearby or it found a place to pull over. Like it would just be so freeing to be able to come into the city or just to travel in general without having to worry about your car.
Yeah. Yes, especially in big cities and places where you
There's
find
no
yourself
place to park.
Going, I can't stop because I can't park.
And then you just hit a button on your app and it goes, oh, all right, I'm on my way. And it finds you and figures out how to get to you and loves you. You know, you talk to it. You're friends with it. So you're driving around.
Okay, how about a fast fact?
Sure, that'd be great.
Fast,
whatever you want.
I realize you've fallen in love with Cha-Cha, and now we're in this place where you love
Chachi. My little AI friend.
AI friends.
Yeah. I'm always afraid when I start a new thread that he'll somehow have forgotten me.
The original voice of Snow White was Adriana Caselotti.
Okay.
She was not credited for the role because Disney had a rule at the time where voice actors weren't credited in animated movies to preserve the magic. She was only paid $970 for the movie, which is $22,000 by today's dollars.
Did she do the singing and all the, or just the speech?
It doesn't say that, but it
because
says.
That voice is so beautiful.
She didn't have any other notable roles. Mostly because Disney blocked her from doing anything so audiences wouldn't recognize her voice.
Disney, you're a bunch of fascists.
How do you like
I
that?
I don't like it at all.
Suge Knight.
Like that. Okay. Next, I had some questions, but I just realized the error of my ways.
Suge Knight played in two games in the NFL for the Los Angeles Rams in 87. He was a defensive end and wound up with zero stats. No tackles, no sacks, nothing.
Huh. I did not know that.
He's a big dude.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess he's not as much of a badass when he's on a field with other big dudes and someone's reffing the game. A smaller guy out in the street, he'll stomp him real good.
Well,
but
he's right.
Run him
hulking.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
What he's in jail for, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saddam Hussein used Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You as his campaign re-election song in 02. And it was super effective because he won 100% of the vote.
Oh. Well, people did love Whitney.
Congratulations. I mean, he's
way to win everyone's heart. Yes. Oh, don't rest in peace.
Okay, listen to this.
All right, I'm ready.
I probably should have given this its own whole break, but I don't want to live here.
Okay.
Okay. The story is from BuzzFeed. Try telling young folks that older adults are sharing. Oh, try telling young folks that.
Oh.
Older adults are sharing things that you wouldn't even understand if you were a kid today.
You watch the blank face and just go forget it.
Number one, there was trash everywhere.
Everywhere.
Cigarette butts were everywhere. They had campaigns to get people to stop littering because people littered so much.
They just threw things on the ground.
That was one of the scenes in Mad Men that I loved so much because I was a kid during the 70s. Was they're out for a picnic and they finish the picnic and he picks up the blanket and he just shoos all the garbage off the blanket onto the grass and rolls up the blanket and they walk off. And I'm like, son of a biscuit, we were just litter bugs. Mm. Just terrible. There was trash everywhere. Cigarette butts were practically furniture. They were everywhere.
Yeah. It's too bad you couldn't like collect them for a deposit. Remember, you could collect cans for a deposit.
Yes.
You'd find a can, you'd pick it up. You could go get 5 cents for it.
Being bored. They say boredom is the only time you realize what your interests are as a kid/teen.
Yeah.
If you're not bored, you never learn what you are and what you like doing. People kill their potential by consuming infinite amounts of TV or media on their phone or computer.
That is such a huge truth. That is such an incredibly true, sad, depressing statement.
It is.
It's
an absolute, in my opinion, that my 6-year-old will just go, can I have the screen? And I have to tell her, find something to do. No, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And she still gets it more than I even want her to have it. But it is one of those things where we didn't have anything even remotely as cool. So I went into skateboarding because I could go do that every day by myself without anyone around.
Well, you found so, and we all did this. We all found ways to that's why we had hobbies and have things other than screens that we're interested in. It's totally foreign to a kid now. But the TV was, remember that your parents would be like, they're just watching too much TV. But the thing about TV was it was very limited. You could only at certain times.
We had
the
no idea what was coming.
Right? You just didn't. You couldn't rewatch it. It was only on when it was on and at no other
time. This 3-channel crap, like, wouldn't fly today. Like, if they tried to turn it back, because people are used to having infinite options.
And if your phone rang during the show, you had to get up and you did. You were like, oh my God, the phone's ringing. We have to go. Someone is trying to contact us. You'd walk over and you'd be like, I'll call you back. It's almost time for the commercial on the Brady Bunch. I can't talk now. And you'd have to hang up the phone and you were attached to it by a cord.
Okay, this is stuff from the olden days that kids today would not get. Darkness, real darkness. Nowadays, if you wake up in the middle of the night, the clock tells you the time. There are little lights everywhere. From various appliances
Chargers,
and devices.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Even if you get a drink of water, there's a stove light, computer monitor, yep. There's a dishwasher light. There are lights everywhere.
Yes.
We used to have real darkness.
We did. In fact, trying to make my room completely dark was, there's a light that I can kind of see where my fan turns on and off. And then there's a light on the ceiling for my Nest fire detector, smoke detector. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to, they're as gone as I can make them with electrical tape. But there's still a slight glow. That's how I know what room I'm in.
This is from BuzzFeed. And I just saw it and I was like, oh, some of these are so perfect. Mm-hmm. And this next one might be the best one, even though I love the boredom thing. And
all of them. These are great.
There was no way of knowing things.
No. So you'd
see an actor on a TV show and you'd known you'd seen them before, but there was nowhere to go to find out what else they've been in or who they are.
That's a great example.
You would have to sit there and watch the end of the show if you didn't forget and walk away to go to the bathroom and realize, oh, I forgot I was waiting to see who that actor is.
And not only did you have to wait to see who the actor was, it wasn't like you could pause the screen. So you had to look and catch it. You had to like split it up. All right, you guys, when the list of the cast comes up, I'll take the top, you take the middle, you take the bottom.
I love that one.
Oh my God.
There was no way to get answers
to
life's questions.
You'd have to go to the library to find out like any science stuff. That was in its own way. Like you could, if you sounded smart and you could make an argument for something, you could win an argument. Like, oh, no, that's not true. It's this. And then what the people would have to go, okay, that sounds convincing. I believe it. It's really how when Google started happening, I'm like, oh, turns out I know nothing, Jon Snow.
Things took time.
Yes.
We used to mail letters.
Yes,
we made phone calls to a single phone in a home or business. And so whether or not someone picked up, you may have to just wait. Call back.
Yes.
Photos took days to develop.
And that was if you finished the roll, because people were really careful. Like, we just go snap, 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 snap. In the olden days, you'd be like, okay, everybody, all right, we got the light, here we go. They take the one picture, and you hope that one picture you took turns out.
News arrived in the daily newspaper or at 5 p.m. on one of three channels.
We watched the same news.
That's it. We used paper maps to navigate. We watched movies at the theater or years later.
Right.
Years.
Completely edited down and with commercials included.
We checked out books at the library. We made travel arrangements at an agency.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Life was slower paced and we didn't know that.
But it had its benefits. Everything's really easy now.
Here's
one
more.
Don't worry about the children.
Because I'm running out of time, but I think this is an absolutely great point. It says here, I'm not quite sure how to make this point, but it was mostly mutually understood that parents had an adult life separate from their kids. And that there was distance and privacy that benefited the kids too. So when my mom and dad had the Ciscos over, the kids were told, get out of here. Mm. We're entertaining.
Yep.
It's grown-up time.
This is grown-up time.
And so while they had their time to smoke and drink and talk about whatever, we had our time to go run the neighborhood like lunatics. And right. And there was no one there to say.
Well, we used to let kids off the leash, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you were able to leave your home, and parents went, yup, that's it. They'll come back at some point.
Somewhere along the way, being an adult became this thing where you really did answer to your children's every need. And it was no longer that it's almost as if our lives ended when we made them.
Yeah.
Now we just serve the children's.
Yes, we do that.
And I don't know that I remember that so distinctly.
Mm. Well,
mom and dad are having friends over. We got to get gone somehow.
Not to mention the parents retained some semblance of their former life and had a social life that didn't include only their children. And kids had to figure out things to do and some degree of independence. Like, all the trouble I ever got into with my cousins was because all my parents and uncles and aunts were all drunk at my grandmother's house. Like, we went out and played ding dong ditch. We went out and, put rocks and built little like dams in the street for cars to run over. Like, it's just all the dumb stuff you do as a kid. Your parents couldn't be there for that.
This is beautiful. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, garbage cans without wheels. You remember dragging those metal things down the driveway?
Oh, yeah. They had the handles on either side. You were supposed to pick them up, but they were disgusting.
Every garbage day morning, that's all you'd hear from all the driveways.
Now you just hear the plastic wheels on everybody's driveways. Wheels on stuff has been... it's funny, we've known about the wheel for a really long time, but it's only recently that people, like in my lifetime, that people had rolling luggage or rolling trash cans and stuff.
We didn't
have
rolling luggage, no.
Why didn't we think of that? You know, the roller. Now you have ride-on luggage. Pretty soon there'll definitely be like a ride-on trash can. You just ride it down to the curb and turn it around, ride it back.
It's only down the driveway. I mean,
it's
really?
It's fine. You know, we need it. We're not doing a lot of walking, Ben.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The guy who died and the guy who lived.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.